Hello?
Hi, my name is Robert with the Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions on the effort of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. Do you have just a few minutes? Your opinion is very important.
I'll participate.
Say it again, sir, I'm sorry?
I said I'll participate.
Thank you. What is your zip code, sir? Is it 55403?
Sure.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth, sir? Just a year.
I am not going to give you that information.
No problem, no problem. No problem.
Yeah, what is can you do the poll without all that information?
No problem, sir, no problem. What is your race, sir? Select what applies. White, Black American?
African American.
Thank you, sir. Are you a parent or guardian of a children under 18, sir?
I am.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below?
College.
No. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. If politically, in politics today, you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I would say an independent. That means Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the community is heading? Very satisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the state of thinking in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next years? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, somewhat better, much better.
I'll say somewhat worse.
Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing the your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Public safety, including gun violence, access to good jobs, protecting and expanding voting rights, rising cost of living, reproductive or maternal health, affordable quality housing, climate change and the environment, affordable quality health care, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, reducing racism and discrimination.
I'll say reducing racism and discrimination would be probably number one.
Mm-hmm. Public safety, including gun violence?
Number two would be I'd say affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. And your third one, sir?
Probably good paying jobs.
Thank you.
I mean, education's on there too, but yeah, educated enough people can work.
Mm-hmm. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Decrease police presence, increase gun control statewide, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, alternative first response to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increase of police presence.
Can you listen to that one more time?
You want me to repeat it again, sir?
Yes, please.
No problem. Decrease police presence. Increase gun control statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, alternative first response to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increase police presence.
So I'll say alternative responses would be one. I would say opportunities for formerly incarcerated people would be two.
Okay.
And then probably community-led policing would be three.
Okay. So your third answer would be community-led violence prevention initiatives or increase, decrease?
Yes.
Okay.
Community-led, yep.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's move on. What aspects of the public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Mental health support services, emergency response services, neighborhood watch initiatives, community engagement and cooperation, juvenile justice programs, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, drug substance abuse prevention, support for victims of crime.
I don't think any of them are working very well.
Okay. That will be your answer for this?
Yeah.
Okay. How are some public safety solutions that some communities have used? Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe work best in your community. Increase civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Funding to support family of victims of community and police violence. Diversifying police ranks. Reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, culturally specific community healing practices.
I think more money for victims.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. Can you read them one more time?
Sure. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, diversifying police ranks, reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, culturally specific community healing practices.
So I'd say using the social workers, paramedics,
mm-hmm.
non-emergency
mm-hmm.
services,
mm-hmm.
and then I would say reduction and, stops.
The traffic stops for non-emergency violations?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's move on. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well on your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. Quality teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, Black-centered curriculum, parental involvement and support, school safety and security, special education programs, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, diversity of teachers, access to technology, robust curriculum that supports academy, social and emotional development, access to educational sources.
I'll say parental involvement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm going to need you to repeat them one more time.
If you want me to repeat anything, sir, just tell me and I will repeat it, no problem. Quality of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, Black-centered curriculum, school safety and security, special education programs, a diverse range of free and affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, diversity of teachers, access to technology, robust curriculum that supports academics, social and emotional developments, access to educational resources.
Mm-hmm. There was one about extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm. That one is a diverse range of free and affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities.
Yeah. So
and what would be, and what would be your third one, sir?
And then there was one about like having curriculum that supports social.
Okay, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development.
Yep, that one.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's move on. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three top three most powerful. Access to cultural affirming curriculum. Access to quality after-school programs. Walk-in counseling centers at school. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Mentorship programs, society in intervention programs.
You're going to have to give those to me one more time.
No problem, no problem, no problem. Access to cultural affirming curriculum, access to quality after-school programs, walk-in counseling centers at school, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Mentorship programs. Suicide intervention programs.
I am so sorry. You have to do one more time.
No problem, sir. No problem, sir. Access to cultural affirming curriculum. Access to quality after-school programs. Walk-in counseling center.
Okay, that one. After-school programs.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, keep on going.
Walk-in counseling centers at school. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Schools-based resources. The teachers and caretakers.
Mental health literacy.
Mm-hmm. Mental health literacy for teachers, students, and caretakers. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Mentorship programs. Suicide intervention programs.
To the mentorship programs.
Okay, mentorship programs. Thank you. Okay. Here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focus on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among the parties involved. Do you support or oppose proposed promoting restorative justice programs on school? Strongly support, somewhat support.
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. School resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of a school resources officer in Minnesota schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing school sources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students? Strongly support, somewhat
strongly oppose.
Thank you, sir. Do you agree or disagree on the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students in other races. I strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following will be most help to you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two of the options that will be helped the most. Financial literacy, resources to reach financial goals, debt reduction, help acquiring value job skills, ability to build an investment portfolio, more opportunities to promote and raises, help starting or maintaining a business, support building in a strong professional networks.
I would say the financial literacy, and that help building and maintaining self-employment or your own business.
Business? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Universal basic income, increased statewide subsidizing housing, include increased rental assistance programs, increased income-based housing programs, increased home ownership program, subsidized public transportation, increased food assistance programs, universal healthcare.
Eat the rich isn't an option, huh? I'm going to say, you have to read those to me one more time.
No problem, sir, no problem. Universal basic income, increased statewide subsidizing housing, increased rental assistance program, increased income-based housing programs, increased home ownership programs, subsidized public transportation, increased food assistance program, universal health care.
Home ownership and universal health care.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for on a neighborhood to live? Please select up to three traits that are mostly important to you. Affordable housing options, safe and secure surroundings, neighborhood who looks like me, access to good school, walkability, friendly and supportive neighborhood, employment opportunities nearby, convenient public transportation options, access to parks and natural spaces.
So definitely safe and secure, the natural spaces and parks, and can you go through those one more time?
Sure. Affordable housing options, neighbors who look like me, access of good schools, walkability, friendly and supportive neighbors, employment opportunities nearby, convenient public transportation options.
Man, it's hard. I'm going to go public transportation.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following? We're about 80% almost done, sir. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be the most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two most helpful initiatives. Building more middle and low income housing. Setting rent control to allow people to have money for purchasing a home. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Supporting repossessing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing.
None of those answers are satisfying. You're going to have to ask me one more time.
Okay, no problem. Building more middle and low income housing. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Making houses more energy efficient to save our utilities. Repossessing unused or abandoned land for affordable buildings. Teaching people about ownership, giving incentives to companies who build affordable houses.
Yeah, all of those are awful. I'll say rent control, home buying, education, and affordable housing for, mid-level and low-income housing.
Okay.
But I haven't seen any of those kind of programs work, so
okay.
Those aren't great choices.
Okay. Let's move on. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Married, living with a partner? Mary. Thank you.
Divorced?
Oh, divorce. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, including yourself, how many people currently live on your household? One, two, three, four.
My son and I.
Okay.
Two.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. How would you describe? Sorry, how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are full time, part time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full time.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or another country? I was born in the United States. I was born in another country.
I was born in the United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country? Both were born in the United States. One was born in another country.
Both were born in the United States.
Thank you. For whom did you vote on 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Who would you describe, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Last year in 2022, that was your total family income for all sources before taxes. Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999. 25,000 to
34,000.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important. Have a wonderful day and take care, sir.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No. Thank you.